Simon Tov Mem Vav Sif Beis Gimel and Dalet. V'yesh Misha Oimer the Yantiv Sheni Dino Kechol Amoyel Inyan Zeh. We just left off saying yesterday that if a person finds chametz on Yantiv in his house, he should just cover it with a kli and he should not dispose of it on Yantiv itself because of the Isser Mukta and the Isser Sreifa. However, Yontif Sheni, writes the Mechaber, is like Chol HaMoed, where he's allowed to dispose of it on Yontif itself, on Yontif Sheni itself. Now, the Eliyahu Rabba here writes that the majority of the poskim are Cholik, and hold that Yontif Sheni and Yontif Rishon are the same Linyan Zeh. We do not distinguish between the two Yom Tovim, and therefore it would be just like Yontif Rishon, where we would just cover it with a clean, wait till the night time to dispose of it. The Maskonas HaPoiskim, the Mishnah Berurah writes, is that if a person already did do bittel, and his requirement for beer is only midrabanan, then he should do like the Eliyahu Rabba, and he should cover it with the kli, not like the Shulchan Aruch. If, however, he did not do bittel, and his requirement is potentially deraisa by keeping the chametz there he should do like the Shulchan Aruch, and like we mentioned yesterday, like Shitas Rashi, even on Yantif itself, we can rely on him in this case at least, that he should dispose of the chametz on Yantif Sheni. Sif Gimel. Gagoy shel ein Yehudi shaya samuch legagoy shel Yisrael. Two rooftops, Jewish and a goyish roof right next to each other. And chametz rolls from the goy's roof to the Jewish roof. He is required to push the chametz back with a stick and push it back onto the roof of the goy. Interesting. Here, even though it's not his chametz, as we learned, that he cannot have chametz in his house or in his domain, lest he should come to eat it. So his requirement would be either to build a mechitza of yud, or if it's yantif, to cover with a kli. And here he would like to do neither of that, those two things. So he should push it back to the goy's roof. However, he cannot pick it up. He's not allowed to pick it up with his hands and put it back onto the goy's roof, even if it's chol hamoed. Because, as we had discussed, that the only time it's mutter to pick up the chametz and dispose of it is when he is involved in its destruction. That's what the Gemara says. There we're not concerned. He's going to come to eat it. But here, since he's not coming to dispose of it, he's only coming to push it back to the goyish domain. Therefore, he's not allowed to pick it up with his hands and move it. He must only find tiltu min atzad. He must push it with a stick and return it that way. V'imaya b'Shabbos of Yontif, koyfa lav kli, the osir l'tautul b'Yontif b'Shabbos. If this should happen, he should discover on his roof the chametz that came from the goyish roof on Shabbos and Yontif, then even tiltu min atzad, even this type of returning it by pushing it with a stick, even this would be prohibited because of the isur mukta, and he would have to cover it with a kli until Moitzi Shabbos or Yontif and return it with the stick that way. Sif Dalet. Motza pas b'Pesach b'Vesai. Ve'eno yodea imu chametz in matza. Now those days, first of all, the matza that they made was thicker than the matza that we have today. And it was much more easy to confuse with chametz. And not only that, they used to have a custom to bake fresh matzah every day, even on Pesach. We are accustomed to make matzah on Pesach itself because of all the potential problems that can come from that. So, but in those days, they were baking matzahs on Pesach itself. So now he discovers in his house a loaf that he doesn't know, is this matzah, is this chametz? What's the din? Writes the Mechaber, Mutter afilu ba'achila. He's allowed to eat it. He's allowed to even eat it on Pesach. Even though there's potentially an Isser Kairos here, the Psak here of the Mechaber is like the Shitas HaTur, brought from the Gemara, that he can eat it on Pesach. Dazlin and Basar Basra. that we go after the last period, since he did do bedika as he was supposed to, and he's baking matzah every day, we can assume it's matzah. Now, very interesting that the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush, even, they don't bring this din from the Gemara. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Bir Halacha here writes, that they discovered, just came to print in those days, the commentary of the Rach, the Rabbeinu Chananel on the Gemara, where he writes that the Gemara is not referring to a heter achila on Pesach. It's not allowing us to assume that this is matzah, even to eat it on Pesach itself in the face of a potential iser kaires. Rather, it's referring to after Pesach. The iser of the knas, that chametz that was kept around on Pesach, then, in that case only, can he assume that it's matzah and eat it then. And because of this Pirush HaRach that came out, the Bir Halacha understands that that justifies why the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush left out this halacha from the Gemara, and therefore wants to paskin against this sif in the Shulchan Aruch. But according to the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is that we can go baser basra. V'im mufash harbe she'i efshar lo lisafesh kol kach mishenichnas ha-pesach. If the loaf that he discovers is a little bit moldy or stale, it's clear that it's old, then since it's clearly not baked on Pesach itself, as vadai hu chametz v'im avrei mei Pesach. Excuse me. Then it's for sure chametz. You can't eat it on Pesach. That's for sure. V'im avru mei Pesach. Shenuchal litlois shnisafesh mishenichnas haPesach. If he discovers this moldy bread and moldy loaf after Pesach, and it's possible now that the age of this loaf only will date it back to Pesach itself, that it was baked, it's really actually matzah. So then, imanu noyagim la'afes b'Pesach pascham b'chol yoyim, like we said, if they were noyag to make new matzah every day, bake it on Pesach itself, then toilin lahakel, afilu humufash harbe, shanu toilin loymar b'chol yoyim off of pascham, v'nosnoy lov, l'fichach, hir b'lisafesh. Therefore, in such a case, even with such bread, such a loaf, after Pesach, you can assume that it was matzah and you can eat it after Pesach.